It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, coast to coast and around the world.
I'm not a doctor, but I have a PhD in recognizing bullshit when I hear it.
From the America Out Loud Talk Radio Studios.
The American people are not feeling very loved right now, though. They're not feeling heard by the Biden administration.
It's time for The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott.
And with that 9-0 SCOTUS decision Monday, Donald Trump remains on Colorado's ballot. Colorado is one of 15 states and 2 territories that are voting today here on Super Tuesday. So what is at stake? Well, it's a whopping 865 total delegates today. There are a total of 2,429 delegates in total during the primaries available, and it takes 1,215 to be the Republican Party's nominee. North Dakota held their caucus Monday night, and Donald Trump won 85% of that vote. Trump now has 273 on the way to that 1,215 mark. Nikki Haley, she has 43 after her win Sunday in Washington, D.C., taking all 19 of those delegates. I'm Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told on America Out Loud Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us here and taking part in taking America back from the liberal, leftist, communist takeover coup that we've lived through the last several years. This hour is brought to you by Gold Co. Just go to BookerLikesGold.com to find out about diversifying your savings into precious metals. That's BookerLikesGold.com. In this hour, coming up later, we'll have a conversation about getting involved to make a difference. If you don't like the things you see happening now in the nation, what do you do about it? It can feel hopeless, but it's not. If you're tired of seeing stories about illegal immigrants killing and raping Americans, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, living through the highest inflation in 40 years, while the uniparty politicians in Washington, D.C., add millions to their bank accounts. And at the same time, they're telling you what kind of car you can drive, what type of stove you can cook on. And now they're even telling us they're putting mRNA vaccines in our salad. If you're sick of it, stay around for the conversation coming up about how to take control of the government back, or maybe have it for the first time. How to make government of the people, for the people, by the people. The plan includes you. In fact, the plan counts on you. So here we are, Super Tuesday, and as we do this show here live on the radio, the polls in the Eastern Time Zone will begin closing in about an hour. In fact, by the time this show ends, many of the polls will be closed, and the West Coast still has a few hours left. Trump could have as many as 1,000 delegates by the end of this night. And again, only 1,215 is needed. Recent national polls over the weekend show that Trump now leads Joe Biden in national polls, while both are still below 50%, and most of them are also within the margin of error. Those same polls also show Nikki Haley would beat Joe Biden head-to-head in a national race. And I know polls are always wrong, and they are because they aren't real votes. They're just polls. It's math. It's science. The questions asked and the how they're asked, they give us results. And polls can show whatever someone wants them to reveal with the right type of questions. We all know that. I've noticed through all of this, Nikki Haley keeps making the argument that she is the only Republican that has a chance to beat Biden in a national election. She says that even as she lost her home state of South Carolina last weekend to Trump by 25 points. I'm going to be going to the Truth Be Told decision desk here in a few minutes because we have some races to call for Super Tuesday. Even though the polls haven't closed, we can still call some of these races with 0% reporting. If you're on the way to vote, please keep going. Don't take me serious here. Don't let my decision desk influence you. Back to Haley, the queen of denial. Cleopatra, everybody calls, I'm the queen of denial. And I'm curious if you think she may try to run as a third-party candidate when she finally comes out of the ether and realizes her Republican campaign is toast. I wouldn't have thought about this a few weeks ago, but I have seen a couple of people mention it lately. Maybe they just need something to talk about. I'm not sure. When you think about Haley doing this, running as a third-party candidate, I think you have to think of the No Labels Party. They have a lot of money, and they haven't endorsed anyone yet. So could they have some motivation to encourage Haley to run so that they could further their agenda and have part of that agenda taken up in some sort of platform later on? You know, just some leverage. Because we're seeing Haley consistently dragging along that 20% never-Trumpers in the Republican Party. The neocons, big government, the war boner Republicans. I would have thought Haley would have been committed to the Republican Party until I heard this on Meet the Press over the weekend. If you remember, prior to any of the debates during the primary season, there was a big deal made about having the candidates sign an agreement. The Republican candidates is what I'm talking about. They would sign this agreement, and they did, that said they would support the eventual Republican nominee. Remember that? Well, Haley signed that back then. But what does she say now?
You did sign a pledge, an RNC pledge, yeah, to support the eventual nominee. Do you still feel bound by that pledge?
I have always said that I have serious concerns about Donald Trump. I have even more concerns about Joe Biden.
So is that a no? Are you bound by the RNC pledge?
The RNC pledge, I mean, at the time of the debate, we had to take it to where would you support the nominee? And you had to, in order to get on that debate stage, you said yes. The RNC is now not the same RNC. Now it's
so you're no
Trump's
longer bound by that pledge.
No, I think I'll make what decision I want to make, but that's not something I'm thinking about. And I think that while y'all think about that, I'm looking at the fact that we had thousands of people in Virginia. We're headed to North Carolina. We're going to continue to go to Vermont and Maine and all these states to go and show people that there is a path forward.
So exactly what would that path be? She hasn't won anything but Washington, D.C. And in Washington, D.C., only 2,000 Republicans voted. Of 720,000 people that lived in the city. 2,000 people voted in that Republican primary. That's the only thing Nikki Haley has won. So what is the path forward? It's not going to be in the Republican Party. Do you see what I'm saying? Is it possible Haley could try to run as a third-party candidate? After seeing her flip there, obviously it doesn't matter what she signs. She just said it. She signed a pledge that she would support the candidate, but now she's just going to have to see. She's not so sure. Maybe that happens. Maybe Nikki Haley does run as a third-party candidate. We'll have to keep watching. But I'm here to tell you the best thing that could happen is that Nikki Haley understands what happened to her on Super Tuesday and understands the best thing for the country moving forward would be to drop out of the race, to support Donald Trump as the candidate, and let's get the campaign focused on the real issues. The real issues are the liberal leftists that are destroying this country. That is what the campaign needs to be about at this point. We have breaking news, and I need a music sounder or something. I really should have gotten my big voice guy to do this. We need to go to the decision desk for some breaking news here. That's not exactly what I'm looking for breaking news sound. It's more like Days of Our Lives or American or a soap opera, some kind of soap opera. I'm not sure. Live from the decision desk, I'm Booker Scott. And, you know, I really should have been better prepared for that. But let's get back to the decision desk. I can now call all 15 Super Tuesday primary races for Donald Trump. It is a clean sweep. Of course, that's with 0% of the votes counted, and the polls are still open, so if you're on your way, please go vote. Don't pay any attention to me, but it will be a clean sweep for Donald Trump. And again, the decision desk here at Truth Be Told is calling a clean sweep. This was never a race, and Haley never had a shot. Just call me Cleopatra, everybody. Haley's only hope really was a Donald Trump conviction. And when you think about that, that's pretty sad. But we'll keep an eye on her. Ultimately, I don't think she runs as a third party. But it was interesting to hear that and hear people talk about that. Let's go to Trump. Let's go to a Trump court case in Fulton County. Fonnie, Fanny, Fatty Willis. It's a hot mess, and we're getting close to an answer coming from the judge, Judge McAfee there. I saw this in the New York Post, and I think it's worth passing along to you. There is a new witness that may testify that Fannie Willis warned her lover, Nathan Wade's former business partner. Of course, Wade is a special prosecutor in the Fulton County RICO case in Georgia, to stay quiet. This witness says Willis said, "They are coming after us." That's a quote that Willis heard. She heard this on the telephone. Willis said, quote, "They are coming after us. You don't need to talk to any of them about us," unquote. Cobb County, Georgia prosecutor Cindy Lee Yeager says she overheard the phone call. And now one of the co-defendants in that case, David Schaefer's attorney, has filed those papers with the court on Monday. This is from the New York Post. Trump was charged with 18 others in that RICO case over the 2020 election. Several have already pled guilty there to lesser crimes. Those include Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis, just a couple of names for you. I mentioned mRNA vaccines in your salad. What's that about? You know all about the continuing resolutions, the government shut down, and now all of that has moved on to an omnibus bill to spend more of Nancy Pelosi's level of spending. Actually, in fact, they're going to look at adding to the budget with this latest omnibus. Apparently included in the massive bill is the fact that you're going to pay, or your tax money is going to pay, the government is going to pay, someone is going to pay for lettuce that has been laced with mRNA vaccine. Yep, why not? It's Joe Biden's America. Here is Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey from a speech that he had on the House floor.
That none of the funds made available by this act may be used to fund any grant related to any transgenic edible vaccine. Does the term transgenic edible vaccine sound far-fetched? Well, it's not. We're funding it. In fact, scientists from the University of California, Riverside, funded with your taxpayer dollars, have been studying whether they can turn edible plants, such as lettuce and spinach, into mRNA vaccine factories, thereby creating a transgenic edible vaccine.
At this point, I want nothing to do with any word that is trans or any mRNA anything. And much less, I don't want it in my lettuce or my spinach or any other vegetable or food. Keep it away from it. But our money, your money, is already paying for this, for these studies. And you probably didn't know about that. I don't know if you saw the video clip going around last week that is happening in the state of Tennessee during their legislative session. There was a legislator there that was trying to get a law through a committee in a hearing that would make it a law to have it labeled in the grocery store that this contains mRNA. Right now, no laws exist for that. Why do we even need a law that tells us there is mRNA in our lettuce and our spinach? If they can't jab you, they're going to trick you. They're going to take your beef away and leave you to eat mRNA-laced lettuce. Catherine Austin Fitz was an investment banker. She received her master's degree from the Wharton School of Business in 1978. She was part of the George H.W. Bush administration as the assistant of housing and urban development. So she's a lot smarter than I am. And a lot was made about the apps that some of the governments put in place during COVID. You remember Canada, they had one and they still have it. It's still in place, but they started that during the pandemic. Let's listen to her warning here about what the plans are. Listen to Catherine Austin Fitz.
Only time in my life I've ever seen a central banker be 100% honest. It's quite remarkable. They're trying to put into place a digital transaction control grid which will tell you what you can do with your money, when you can do it, where you can go. If they don't want you to be able to use your money more than 5 miles from your home, that's it. Your money will turn off 5 miles from your home. If they decide they want to double taxes, they just take it out of your account. You know, it's all taxation with absolutely zero representation. And the interesting thing about it, once they get the system into place, it won't even be, I believe it won't even be your national central bank that will control. It will be the Bank of International Settlements and the, you know, the global systems that will control.
Lettuce-laced mRNA vaccines, digital currency tracking grid. This is what's happening in this country. The elite globalists are trying to control us, and we have to take it back. I remember my weekly reader in 1974 had a picture of a flying car, and it said that we would all be driving them by the year 2000. And we didn't, and I've been really disappointed about that. But now SpaceX is selling pre-orders for 2,850 flying cars at $300,000 each, which is about $850 million in revenue. Do we really need 3,000 flying cars around? No stoplights, no roads, no rules for flying these things. Now, not only do we have to worry about the lettuce and the jabs, we can't go more than 5 miles from our home or our bank account will be turned off. But now we have to look over our heads to see if these nuts in these flying cars are going to fall and hit us. That is our world that we currently live in. And right now it looks like the government is pushing for a digital dollar, which could mean every penny you spend could be tracked and controlled by the government. If that's true, then your entire life could depend on people you don't know, you don't like, and you don't trust. That's why smart Americans are opting out and putting some of their savings into real gold and silver. So to help, you can go to BookerLikesGold.com to get a free 2024 Gold IRA kit from my new partners at Goldco. It shows you how to protect your hard-earned money with physical gold and silver, even if it's still in a retirement account. You know, you need to have this information. You need to know what is best for you to protect your savings. It's not for everyone, but it may be for you. At least you can go find out. Go to BookerLikesGold.com to get your free 2024 Gold IRA kit right now. If you're sick of the direction of this country, and I know you probably are, if you want to go back to a better time, or if you just want this, or if you just want it all to stop right now, what can you do about it? Stay around for the conversation coming next with Christian Lamar, because you can do something.
And that's the truth. More The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott in minutes on America Out Loud.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Every afternoon at 3, you can hear attorney Tom Renz's show right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. That is followed by Paul Engel and the Constitution Study. That is a great show at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. My name is Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told. Thank you so much for joining us and finding us here on America Out Loud Talk Radio, or if you happen to find us on a podcast, thank you so much for that as well. You know, so many of the election problems started in 2020 when Donald Trump had all the problems in Maricopa County. Well, it didn't get any better, did it, in 2022? We saw what happened to Carrie Lake in that election against Katie Hobbs for governor of the state of Arizona. Well, since that time, there has been a grassroots effort in the state of Arizona, and really it started all the way back in 2020, and we have seen that the state of Arizona has now actually secured their elections with some laws in the state of Arizona. And I want to get a conversation going here with a gentleman by the name of Christian Lamar. He is heavily involved in the Republican Party, in the apparatus, in that establishment. And he's going to share some information about how you can get involved to make a difference in your community, in your state, in your county, whatever it may be. But Christian's a great young conservative mind and is really busy in doing the work. And I think a great inspiration to all of us. Now I'm going to introduce you to Christian Lamar. Christian, it's always great to talk to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, we go, first of all, let's talk about Carrie Lake. Are there any other lawsuits that are still hanging out there? Where exactly is all of that?
Well, I know that, of course, there's multiple cases and multiple courts and jurisdictions. I do know that there was a challenge in a county outside Maricopa concerning the signature verification process that was reported that it was a favorable ruling. But I caution people because at the end of the day, the legislature has to change the law. And the and even if a court does say that that Maricopa County's procedure is unconstitutional, or if they order the county to do something post-election, that won't change the law. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's got to be changed. And the legislature, of course, we know the legislature writes the law. They write the budget. In the federal constitution, they appoint the presidential electors, as well as setting the time, place, and manner of elections. And as far as Arizona goes, even the legislature, by really just by virtue of a simple majority vote, they create the counties. They form the counties by statute. Many people are not aware of that. And so what that essentially means is, if the legislature wants the county to do anything, it is totally under their auspice. It is totally under their control. So the idea that a lot of folks have that, well, you know, the county is separate from the state and the state can't do anything and yada blah, et cetera, it's just simply not true. And even we've had multiple courts state that the legislature is in charge of elections, whether we're talking about ballot envelope signatures, whether we're talking about enforcing subpoenas, the money that comes from the state shared revenue, to Maricopa County. That's almost $900 million. All of that is under the state legislature's control, and even by the legislature's own words. And I won't name off all the names, but I'm just going to quote them. Quote, we are the elections officials, end quote. Quote, the elections are on our shoulders. Quote, we wrote the election procedure manual, yeah, end quote. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the law says it, the federal law, the state law, their own words, the courts have affirmed it. Even the judges in Carrie Lake's trials have also stated this, and the county themselves have stated, let us know when the legislature, when you're ready to lobby the legislature to change the law. So that's an open and closed case on who's in charge of the elections. And while the courts can uphold the Constitution, at the end of the day, it's about the legislature.
Yeah. And Christian, one thing that I didn't say when I introduced you is you are part of the Arizona GOP Executive Committee, and you also ran for office in 22 and for the state house, and came up a little bit short there, but you gave it a great run. And one thing to point out about Carrie Lake and going through these court cases, the remedy for it is not going to be to take Katie Hobbs out of her position as governor. And we can already see that Carrie Lake has moved on and now is running for Senate. But the important thing that you're talking about is securing the elections with law done in the state legislature. And a lot of people, I think, have fallen asleep. And what I mean by that is we have spent the last year with a lot of energy in a lot of places that really haven't done us much good. Our energy should be where you're talking about and what you have actually been doing. What are some of the things you guys are doing in Arizona to try to make a difference in the grassroots to make sure that you get the right people into the state house to make those laws and secure those elections?
Well, what we're doing, we are taking an approach at the grassroots level. And that approach at the grassroots level is to, number one, use the political power of the party to hold our elected officials accountable. And we do that with the power of censure. You know, many people, when they hear the word censure, they think about the government censuring itself.
Sure.
But that's not what it means in its totality, because number one, a censure is a public disapproval of an elected official. Censures were started back during Andrew Jackson's presidency. And there are two different types of censures. You have a legislative censure that's done by the government when they are censuring each other inside legislative chambers. And then you have censures that are written and motioned and voted on by the people. Now, the censures that are written and voted on by the people, those censures have more power than the government censuring itself, because those censures written by the people, by the voters, and the precinct committeemen inside the party, that is what elected officials have to rely on in order to even qualify for office.
I see.
And so just as an example, when Liz Cheney, if we remember, Liz Cheney was at the top of the United States Congress Republican Conference. And it's basically what that means to the audience is, she was very high up in U.S. Congress. And when she decided to support the, quote, unselect committee, end quote, of January 6th, she faced not only was she no longer identified as a Republican by the Wyoming GOP, also she was soundly defeated in her primary. And even since then, going forward, no one's going to trust her. She couldn't. She would not be elected in a phone booth. And that is because of what the Wyoming GOP did. It started there, and that made every voter aware this particular elected official or candidate, you can't trust them. We don't identify her as a Republican. You shouldn't vote for her. You shouldn't even sign her petition to qualify on the ballot. You shouldn't donate to her. You shouldn't volunteer for her. You shouldn't go to any of her events. That has a huge effect on any incumbent, any elected official, any candidate. That's the real power of the censure. And that has a much greater effect than the government censuring itself.
And I want to come back to that and ask you how you guys are going about that in Arizona. But I don't know if you saw this. Liz Cheney over the weekend said that she hasn't ruled out running for president. I don't know who she thinks is going to vote for her. Maybe her dad would. I'm not sure. How do you guys go about this process of creating a censure from the people?
Well, what we do is we find out what is it for a particular incumbent or elected official. What is it that's happening within the government that should not be happening? Or is there a key policy or position that the elected official has taken against the interests of the voter or the precinct committeeman? What specifically there does that affect voters inside of that elected official's congressional district or any other part of the government? And once we've identified that, we put that into the text of the censure. And one thing to keep in mind, censures don't have to be written. So if you're a member of and this would be a member of a Republican committee, because a Republican committee, many times it has precinct committeemen, sometimes it has precinct chairs, sometimes it has central committee members, so on and so forth. And so if you're a member of a Republican committee, and you're having a meeting, or if you call for an emergency meeting, you can motion for a censure of an elected official, even without it being in writing. And once that censure passes, and either the media gets a hold of it, or you put it out in the public, just saying the word that particular elected official was censured, it communicates automatically disapproval of the elected official.
It carries some weight. Yeah.
Correct. And that's why it's so effective. And this is severely underutilized, across, in my opinion, across, I would say, all states, because we should hear the word censure so much that people almost get tired of the word. But we're not hearing it, and one thing that that I have been telling people, an easy way of understanding this is, when we see elected officials on television or when they're in an interview and they say, I'm protecting democracy and it's all about democracy. Well, we've been conditioned to believe that when we participate in democracy, we go vote on election day.
Yeah.
And then we vote on election day, then we vote the next 2 years, and then the next 4 years, and then the next 6 years. And then we don't participate, we don't join Republican committees, we don't keep an eye on our elected officials, we don't give the elected officials requirements, action items, deliverables. We just automatically think, well, the elected official, they're going to do their job automatically. We're not going to have to tell them anything. And then we'll talk to them in another 2 years or 4 years, right around campaign time. Well, that's essentially what democracy really is. In a Republican form of government, that is where we're participating 12 months a year. So the elected official not only is listening to the people, they are representing the people, but there is a constant communication back and forth. And that participation ensures that there is a Republican form of government in a republic. And that's the way we should be seeing not only our elected officials, our government, but our country overall, because we're keeping a close eye and watching our elected officials to see what they do, to see if they follow through on the promises that they made during their campaign.
And of course, Christian is talking really at the state level, but if you take that to the federal level, and let's take a look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. We get rid of Kevin McCarthy, and now we go through all the votes that are happening to find a new speaker. And so we went through that this week. And being a part of the process, because Christian, I see this all the time on social media, this guy needs to be primaried. And what does that really mean? And you're speaking exactly what that means, is we have to be involved in the local level at the GOP, join the Republican clubs. You have to rub elbows with these people. That's where you vet. That's where you find your candidates. And that's where you help promote them, go door to door and get people elected. And that's where the change is made, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. That, as I say, is the political power. All of our state constitutions say that all political power is inherent to the people. In our federal constitution, it says, we the people. So whether we participate or not, the power is with the people. The only question is, are the people utilizing their political power, or is the government becoming the political power? Because when the government becomes political power, then that's how you create dictators. That's how you end up with an authoritarian government. That's how you end up even with a group such as Hamas inside of the government. Yeah. Hamas holds 74 legislative seats of 132 for the state of Palestine. They have
they're the government
political power in the government under the terrorist group of Hamas.
Yes, yeah, and you know, one thing that I try to remind people of is, if you want change, you have to be the change. You can't sit back and let things happen, or we end up exactly where we happen to be right now. And I'm the first to admit, you know, for 20 or 25 years, I sat back and put trust and faith in the people that I voted for. And I realized several years ago that didn't work. And we have to get involved, and we have to get involved at the local level. And it's really so simple. But yet we try to stay focused on the presidential race or the Senate race, the big races, but that's not how it's done, is it?
Right, right. And it's more than just getting involved in one particular race during the election season. It is essentially staying involved and keeping an eye on your elected officials, so that, you know, you don't have to whip out an election guide on who you need to vote for.
Yeah.
You know who's who, who's been doing what, have they been representing the people? And it won't be as if you need to go and call your friend or call someone. No, you're already going to know. In fact, I would even take it a step further. We as citizens, and as the people, we should be putting so much pressure on our elected officials that they should have to pick up the phone to call us to find out what it is that we want.
Yeah.
That's what should be happening.
And you're listening to Christian Lamar here on The Truth Be Told. I'm Booker Scott, and we'll have more of this conversation coming for you in just a minute. So if you want to get involved, if you want to learn how to make a difference, you're hearing how to do that right now. More with Christian is on the way.
Fiction becomes a religion. Places where nothing is clear. Sanity and reason just disappear.
Chairman, there are multiple members that could yield you time. I would ask that you...
I will have you physically removed from this meeting if you don't stop.
More truth in minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutLoud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
We are in the middle of a conversation with Christian Lamar from the great state of Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, and learning some great information that hopefully you can use and maybe get inspired. We're going to get back to that conversation here in just a minute. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Truth Be Told. My name is Booker Scott. Coming up in just a few minutes at 7 o'clock Eastern, it is Unleashed the Political News Hour. That will be followed by the National Security Hour. And then tonight at 9 Eastern Time, it is After Dark with Robin Andrew. And you're hearing so many of the things that Christian says that we must do in order to take back our country. And I think I talk about it quite a bit, is local, 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 in your community. That is the important thing. Another important thing, and I had a program a few weeks ago with Dan Schultz of the PrecinctStrategy.org, and he talked about the precinct committee people in the Republican Party. There are about 400,000 seats in the country that the Republican Party has. And at one time, probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, only half of those were filled. The Republican Party does not want you to know about that, because if you did, the complexion of the Republican Party would suddenly change. So they want those seats to be empty. They don't want you in there. And I really just want to get Christian to talk about how important the precinct committee people are in the apparatus, in the way the Republican Party works, because I think most people don't understand it. So, Christian, yeah, can you talk to us about that?
It is the arms, legs, and body of the Republican Party. When we think of the Republican Party, we think of Ronna Romney McDaniel or the RNC chair, or we think of a member of United States Congress, or the governor, or a mayor, or a previous or current president. But the political party are the people, the voters, who are the committee men and women of the party.
Yeah.
That is the makeup of the party. So when someone says that they are representing the party, the Republican Party, well, there's all different kinds of state Republican parties. Then you have within that state multiple Republican committees.
Yeah.
And then within those Republican committees, you might have Republican clubs. So there are so many parts to political parties and the Republican Party, and being a part of that as a committeeman or committee woman or precinct chair or central committee member. If you're a member of the party, then you have voting power over the party, your elected officials, and as well as the political branches of the government. Because when a candidate wants to run for office, they typically run through either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. Now, for my friends who are independents, party not determined, unaffiliated, I understand that you don't like political parties. But what I will say is, again, when our founding fathers gave us this beautiful republic, they intended for us to have groups, coalitions, committees, or shall we say parties that represent the people, so that the elected officials always had to go back and answer to the people. That is the purpose of a political party. And the more you participate in the political party, the more power and control you have over the government.
And if we are going to get back to a government for the people, by the people, and of the people, you're hearing the only way to do that. And again, thank you to Christian Lamar for joining us here. It's always great to hear from him. He is in Arizona. And I mentioned there at the beginning of this segment about Dan Schultz and precinct strategy. I actually gave the wrong website. It's precinctstrategy.com. And he and I had a conversation. It's been several weeks ago. It was here on the program. And what he really does is focus on that apparatus. And when you look at Ronna McDaniel, who is now resigning from the RNC as the chair of that, and go back to her election. She previously won an election just about a year ago. Harmy Dillon was in that race. Mike Lindell threw his hat into it. And so many people wanted Harmy Dillon to win. And they thought she would. And for people in echo chambers and the silos of social media, they thought that she would win the race. And I kept saying that she won't win. Ronna McDaniel will win the race. And when it was over, they asked me why. How did you know that? Well, the reason why is because American First, the Americans, are not where they should be, which is in that precinct committee person apparatus within the RNC. Now, the RNC is only made up of 168 people. Who are those people? Well, there are three from each state and territory, and that is who votes for people like Ronna McDaniel or Harmy Dillon. That's who votes for the RNC chair, which we have another one of those elections coming up. Then when you look at Super Tuesday, which we are here on Super Tuesday, and you look at the people that we can go vote for in primaries, and I'm talking about in the levels of U.S. House of Representatives, the only way to vet those candidates is being a part of the apparatus. And yet we still are not going to the meetings and going to the clubs. And I want to play a little bit of that conversation that I had with Dan Schultz in his comments about those 168 committee people of the Republican Party and what they want you to know about it and what they don't want you to know about it. Here is some of that conversation with Dan Schultz.
There's only 168 people who determine who the RNC chairman is, and those are the 168 members of the RNC. They can elect anybody they want. It doesn't even have to be a Republican. It can be anybody, but it doesn't have to be a member of the RNC. But those are the people who do it. So how do those people become RNC members? Well, they get elected by precinct committeemen who elect the electors of those three people. It works differently in each state. It's unique in each state. But fundamentally, it's the people who get into the party. And like I said, there's this huge power vacuum in the party. There's about 400,000 of these slots. It's all explained at my website at precinctstrategy.com. There's about 400,000 of these slots all across the country and in five territories and in D.C. They also get three representatives, five territories, D.C., and the 50 states. Multiply that 56 times 3, you get 168. So the precinct committeemen in each state caused that to happen. If you want to change the Republican Party, there is only one way to do it. You've got to get involved as a volunteer precinct committeeman so you're in a position to cast a vote for the electors of the RNC. Right now, there's about 200,000 slots that are filled. About 50% are conservatives. About 50% are non-conservatives. Let's just call them what they really are. Republicans in name only, rhinos. That's just a fact. They're really not Republicans. They're posers. If we took 200,000 of us who are not in the party, who are like Trump supporters or conservatives, and fill those volunteer slots, the volunteer position doesn't cost a dime, then the dynamic goes from not 50-50 in a half-strength party, but now it's 75% majority conservative and full strength. So we'll be in a better position to change the party internally. We'll elect everybody. So the RNC will become a 75% majority conservative RNC, and we'll be in the best position to boost turnout with the software they give us as precinct committeemen to boost turnout in the primary for the best Republican candidates, the ones who really believe in our party platform, unlike most of them who are now in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate.
So if you are frustrated with the things that you see in this country, from the border, from crime, defunding the police, to the rhinos, to the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., and we see what's going on with the omnibus spending now, that's going to pass. More continuing resolutions. If all of these things get you frustrated, then you really have to become part of the solution. And what we're talking about here in the last 30 minutes is being a part of the solution to the problems. And we really need to concentrate on that. I say this quite a bit. You know, we do not have a movement unless people are moving. And do is a verb. A movement requires moving. And Dan Schultz had some more comments about that, about us getting active and what it takes to take back our republic, to make sure that our country stays what we want it to be, or maybe even turns it back to what it was for our children and our grandchildren.
The missing ingredient right now in saving the republic is conservatives not in our party. And I made this up, this malady that conservatives seem to suffer from. I call it CPPPDS, Conservative Political Party Participation Deficit Syndrome. They like to talk about politics, sure, but they don't do politics. And right, the doing of politics is filling up the vacant precinct committeeman slot. So I always say this at the end of my podcast, whenever I speak, if I have time to say it. Look, one of two things are going to happen. We're either going to save the republic or we're not this election cycle. And I firmly believe that if we fill up all these vacant precinct committeeman slots, we're going to greatly increase our chances of saving the republic. Will we save it? My crystal ball is not that good. I don't know. There's other things that could happen, but we'll be in a better, much better, much better, much better position because we'll finally have a political party that's ours. But the flip side of that coin, my crystal ball is very good because I studied communism. I was an intelligence officer in the Army, counterintelligence guy and a human intelligence guy. And I studied communism. We're going through a soft coup. It's happening right in front of our eyes. The communists are taking over. And if we don't first take over the Republican Party, I can guarantee that we're going to lose the Republic.
One question I ask quite frequently when I'm speaking to people is, if you honestly believe that right now is the time, that if we don't do something, the country will be lost, what would you be doing different? And if it really, if the country's future really mattered to you in 2024 is the drop dead time for an election, what would you be doing different? And so the question is, why aren't people doing more?
Well, I think part of it is a lot of people just don't know what to do because they didn't get taught civics like I did. I was lucky. In 1968 and 1969, I was in seventh grade in public school in Wisconsin. And we were taught all of what we're you and I are talking about right now. It was taught to us. And my teacher told us at the end of the course, okay, kids, now I've equipped you for what you need to know if our country ever gets into a political crisis. I've told you that what you need to do is find the political party of your choice and then get involved in it. Because if we're in a political crisis, it's because we're electing bad people and we have to replace them with better people. And the way to do that is through our two-party system. And of course, there can be third parties, but essentially we have a two-party system. The America First Party is the Republican Party, but America Firsters are not in charge of it.
And what Dan Schultz is talking about right there is so important. We are not where we need to be and doing the work that we should be doing. So hopefully both of those gentlemen, Christian Lamar and Dan Schultz, can give you some hope, give you some inspiration to get busy, and maybe just give you an idea on what you can do, because it can be overwhelming. It can be, you look around at everything that's happening and you start asking yourself, what can I do? Well, you just heard of some things you can do. My name is Booker Scott, and thank you so much, as always, for joining us here tonight on this Super Tuesday. Don't go anywhere, because Tricia Antone is coming up next, hosting Unleashed, the Political News Hour. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can go to AmericaOutloud.news, find The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott, and you can send me an email right there. You can find me at Real Booker Scott on X on Twitter. You can send me a DM there, or send me an email at BookerMediaUSA@gmail.com. You were told 2,000 years ago that you are the salt of the earth, and salt without flavor, it has no value. It's just thrown on the street to be stepped on. So keep being salty. Have a great
day. There is only one truth. You've been listening to The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott on America Out Loud.